Welcome to another edition of Top Gear here on 5 Live. I'm Steve Berry. This week's programme, we spend an evening watching but not taking part in the world's most dangerous motorsport, and we examine how one of the mightiest motor corporations on the planet is hoping for a bit of a fresh start. Now, why do you think it is that visitors from other worlds always land their spaceships in America? I know I'm not the first person to point this out, but it's got me worried. You see, I think that they might think that we're all like Americans and that we spend most of our time appearing on daytime television talking to a woman who's borrowed her teeth from Desert Orchid about her unnatural passions for next door's lop-eared rabbits. But let's imagine that they did land here, and after arriving at Downing Street to demand supreme power and an unlimited supply of Buzz Lightyear dolls, they then set about looking for some stylish and affordable transports that used unleaded instead of dilithium crystals. Actually, though, if they went off what's in the papers, they'd probably think that the country was run by Jerry from the Spice Girls and wouldn't bother with Downing Street. Anyhow, suppose they used the British Touring Car Championship to decide which sporty saloon they ought to go for. Well, they wouldn't be buying a Ford, would they? Because last year's BTCC performance from the Blue Oval was abysmal, even by intergalactic standards. This year, though, has got off to a much more encouraging start. And our man Graham Swain saw the Ford Mondeo team in action at Donington Park recently with their new Mondeo hatchback. He started out by asking Murray Walker for his thoughts on the mighty Ford's chances.
The Ford is brand new. It's always difficult to evaluate something that's appearing for the first time. But if you look at last year's car and then you look what has been done to evolve this year's car, it's very clearly a very different kettle of fish. The first thing that's happened is that Ford have appointed Reynard to do the design, construction and development of the car. Now, Reynard don't take any prisoners. They've won everything there is to win in Formula Ford, Formula 3, Formula 3000, Indy racing. Their reputation is on the line. Ford's reputation is on the line. They didn't get it right last year, and they've got to get it right this year. They're a big international company. They're not in the British Touring Car Championship for fun. They're in it for success and for publicity and to beat the others. And they've put together a superb package. Reynard always do a very good job. West Surrey Racing last year were fresh from single-seater racing. They knew nothing from nothing about touring car racing. And Dick Bennett and everybody else had to get up to speed in something that's very difficult against the creme de la creme of the British Touring Car Championship, who'd been doing it for years. So it was an uphill struggle. This year, they've got a year of experience behind them. They've got the Reynard car. Cosworth have been bending over backwards to get the engine right, because they had problems last year as well. And they've got a couple of darn good jockeys in Paul Radisich, who, if you look at it objectively, is a double world champion in touring car racing. Will Hoy has left his previous team. He's a previous British touring car champion. Now, if they can't get it right with that package, with Ford's money, Ford's push, Ford's desire to win, Dick Bennett's as a top man, Cosworth and Reynard, Radisich and Hoy, then they'd better pack up and go home.
Race one of the season, the first of the day at Donington. Paul Radisich and his Mondeo finished sixth, but Will Hoy retired after a spin. Team manager Malcolm Sweetman.
I think on balance it went very, very well. We would have been delighted with the result. I think perhaps at the end of the race we felt that we could have even done better. Will Hoy was in front of Paul for a good proportion of the race.
Running very strongly, I might.
Running very strongly. Had a bit of an altercation with Bincliffe in one of the Audis, but you have to expect it. But I think we were not crestfallen, but a little bit disappointed, but on balance delighted.
Was that what knocked Will out of the race? Because one minute he's there, the next minute he's gone, he's falling back.
Basically, it knocked him into a spin. As yet, we seem to have developed some sort of unspecified transmission problem after he went over the curbs. So it's going to be a tough call to get him out for the second race as well.
I got a tap from behind from John Bincliffe, and he spun me round, and I did a 360 onto the grass and got going again, but of course lost went to the back of the field. And about three laps later, after I got my tyres cleaned up, we had a sort of engine problem, so I retired, unfortunately. Didn't have any alarms on the dash or anything, so it was very unexpected. It had been going very well up to then.
And unfortunately, that means you're out of a second race.
Yeah, it does. So, shame, really. We'd had a promising debut, really, with the car. It had been very strong. Relative to the fact that we only ran it on Saturday for the first time. So I think Ford Mondeo is going to be a winning car by the end of the year.
So it was now left to Paul Radisich to carry the Ford flag, which he did to take seventh. So did he think it was the start of a better season for the Blue Oval?
I think considering we were sort of thinking of not turning up on Friday because of steering problems, brilliant, it's gone very well. The main aim was to finish the races, which is exactly what we did. Sure, we've got our problems, but it gives us a good foundation now to improve the car and make it more competitive.
Your car particularly looked like it was running quite strongly the whole of the day. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, once again, if we, say, qualified a little better, then maybe you could have run up there. But, at the moment, it's extremely hard work, and I'm very pleased that we're able to finish both races, regardless of position.
Ford were dead last in the 1996 championship, and things couldn't have got much worse because, well, they just couldn't. They're hoping for better things this year with the new car and the new backup, and we'll return to them later in the season and see how they're getting on.